Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God Thank for the helps ministry.
I'm telling you.
Amen. Praise God. So glad Wanda made it this morning. God is good. And Deborah, she had her grandbaby too. But hers isn't going home after Sunday morning service, so y'all keep praying for her. Amen. Just a little humor. God, he likes humor. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we are so glad to have each and every one of you here this morning, and we want to give you a special Amen. Welcome. And let's just give everybody a hand clap for being Amen. Here today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If this is your first time here, we'd ask you to raise your hands so our ushers can recognize you and give you a card this morning. And we want to welcome you and thank you for coming. Let's give our visitors a hand this morning.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for being here. I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock. And God is good.
Amen.
Isn't he?
Amen.
Amen. And you're in for a surprise this morning, because God has got a special word just for you today.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
He is moving. He is on the move. He
yes.
is doing things.
Yes.
Praise God. And I want to just speak a word of blessing over you before I turn it over to Pastor this morning. Be ready to receive. Praise the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You are reigning in life as kings on the earth. I declare you are sanctified, consecrated, and separated from the world. I declare you are the head, and you are healed this morning from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Jehovah Rapha has taken sickness and disease from the midst of you. You have a sound mind and body. You are energized, revitalized, transformed, renewed, restored powerhouses for God. The healing power of God continually surrounds you, keeps you, and preserves your entire system. I declare you are redeemed from debt, poverty, and lack. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich yes. and adds no sorrow with it.
Yes.
I declare you are increasing more and more, and wealth and riches are in your house. You are the head and not the tail, above only and never beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You sow bountifully and you reap a bountiful harvest on every seed sown. I declare everything you put your hands to prospers. I command finances and all resources to come forth to you today without delay in Jesus' name. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches in secret places come to you now. I declare the supernatural work of God is prevailing in every area of your life. The word of God is life, amen, and
amen.
I speak life to you today,
amen.
And I declare that you are an overcomer. You are victorious, and God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Give him a hand clap.
Glory to God. Glory
amen.
To God.
Glory
Praise
to
God.
God. He is worthy.
Glory to God.
He is worthy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I turn over to Pastor.
It is neighbor looking time. Look at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Point at your neighbor. And say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare.
And I declare
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word.
This day.
This day.
And I declare. I'll never,
never,
ever
be the same
again in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father God, we just thank you for this service today. We ask for your blessings on this service, your blessings on the pastor as he brings forth the word today. Father, we thank you for a strong anointing this morning, Father God. And Lord, that every ear will hear this morning, every heart will receive, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we get revelation knowledge of your word today. Father, we just yield ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to your word. We yield ourselves to your spirit this morning, Father God. And we receive all that you have for us this day. And we give you all praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Isaiah 48. And verse number 3. The title today is A Season of Suddenlies. You know, Patty was just talking about how the seasons change, the natural seasons, and that there are seasons in the Spirit. Undoubtedly, she picked up my notes from the front pew. And but the spiritual season has changed. Isaiah 48 and verse number 3, this is the International Children's Bible. Long ago I told you what would happen. I said these things and I made them known. Suddenly I acted and these things happened. Everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
The spiritual season that we're in right now, this is by the Spirit of God, it is a season of suddenlies. You will experience, and I will experience, this church will experience a season of suddenlies. It's the season of suddenlies and the season where the glory of God is being revealed suddenly. If you receive this word as being from God, it will produce suddenlies in your life. If you receive this word as being from God, it will produce suddenlies in your life. We went to a meeting a few years ago in, I want to say Warm Springs. I can't think of, it was in Georgia. Left me where it was, but Jerry Savelle was ministering there and Jesse Duplantis was ministering there. Augusta, Georgia. And there was this lady and her three kids had come to this meeting from Boston. They drove from Boston, Massachusetts to Augusta, Georgia. They drove in a beat-up car that they spent all their money trying to get the car fixed to get it there. I mean, it kept breaking down on them the whole time that they're going. They pulled into the hotel where most of the people were staying, and the lady has spent all of her money. She's got these kids. She's at this conference. She don't have anywhere to stay. She doesn't have any money. And one of her littlest kids is saying, she said, Mommy, she said, let's just pray that Jerry will come over and work on our car. And Jerry Savelle, because they knew he was a mechanic before. And she said, Baby, she said, he's not a mechanic anymore. And he can't, we're not even going to see him except, you know, up on the podium or whatever in the meeting. And she said, we can't do that. And the lady had just, and the little girl is just over and over, come on, Mommy, let's just pray that Brother Jerry is we're going to see him and he's going to be able to do something. Well, she put her head on the steering wheel and she is just at the end because she don't know how she's going to get home. She don't know what she's going to do. She's crying and crying and crying. Well, the little girl looks out and she sees Jerry Savelle. He's just got at the motel, and he's put his stuff in the room, and he is walking. They've got a river walk there, and he's just stepping out to walk on the river walk, and she saw him. She got out of the car. Her mother didn't even know she was getting out of the car, and she ran straight for Jerry Savelle. And she grabbed Jerry Savelle, and she hugged him, and she said, I knew God would send you. I knew God would send you. And she told him, she's crying, and she's telling everything that happened. Our car broke down, and I told Mama to pray for you, and you know that you could maybe fix our car, and... And he said, okay, he said, let me find out where your mom's at. And they walked over to where the mother is, and she don't even know the little girl's left yet, and she's still, you know, crying over the steering wheel. And Brother Jerry starts talking to her, asking her the situation, and she explains it's the same thing the little girl had told her. So he said, I tell you what we're going to do. He said, I want to have your car fixed. He said, I'm going to have it hauled off, and I'm going to have it fixed. I got friends here in this area, and I'm going to get it fixed. And Jesse Duplantis was standing right behind him. He said, you're not doing that by yourself. He said, I'm going to split that with you. And so they said, okay, that'll be fine. And he asked him, he said, now where are you staying here anywhere? And she said, no, we don't have anywhere to stay. He said, well, you're staying here. It was a very nice motel. And he said, what I want you to do, he's told the kids, he said, I want you to, every time y'all want to get something to eat, just order room service. And they'll you know, bring your food to you. Wow. Now, they had their clothes and stuff in paper bags. They didn't have any luggage. And they're carrying the paper bags in there, and the people carried them up to the room, and he explained to them, you know, we're gonna take care of you. We're gonna get you to and from the meeting. We're gonna make sure you're eating well and your car's fixed. And before you leave town, the car will be fixed. It'll be gassed up, and we'll check on you to make sure you got all right. They were in all the meetings. They loaded them up with CDs. They loaded them up with books and stuff. And the car was fixed, and they sent them on their way. And they are just blessed. He said those kids. He said some days they ordered room service 12 times a day. It seemed like. He said when they found out somebody, you could just look at something and ask somebody to bring it, he said they were doing that a lot. But I said all that to say this: God suddenly, at the lowest point in her life, God suddenly touched her. Now, Jerry Savelle and Jesse said they didn't think anything about it. They help people like that all, you know, they do a lot of stuff for people. And said that he got home, he went to another meeting the following week, and as he's finishing the meeting, he's got somebody else closing the meeting out for him. He's walking down, he's, you know, going back to his room, and he said this guy that he didn't know walked up to him, shook his hand, and said, there's a little note there, and he said, please call me when you read the note. And he said, okay. And he said he put it in his whatever. He'd never met this man. He didn't know who he was or anything like that. And he said he was on the phone that night till like 12 or later, 12 midnight or later, just, you know, the ministry stuff, doing the ministry stuff. And he forgot all about it. He said he woke up the next morning and he vaguely remembered that somebody had given him a note and wanted him to call. And he said, so he reached in his coat pocket, he got his coat and he looked in and said, the Lord spoke to me and told me that I'm to buy you a brand new Corvette. Call me as soon as you get this note. And he said, he's looking at this, he just saw it. And it's 6:20 in the morning. And he said, it is too early to call. He said, 6:30 is not too early to call, though. And so he calls, and the guy said, what took you so long? He said, I'm just seeing the note. So he met the guy at the dealership. The guy was an owner of the Corvette dealership. And said, there's Corvette, brand new Corvettes on the floor there, on the showroom floor. He said, pick out the one you want. He said, I already have in my spirit which one you're going to pick. He said, I feel like the Lord's already told me which one. He said, but you pick any one. And so he went and he picked out the one that he wanted. He said, that's the exact one the Lord showed me that you were going to get. And he said, he took it home. God blessed him that way. Jesse called him and said, has anything unusual happened to you? Because something unusual has happened to me. Somebody came up and gave me a large sum of money for us, him and Kathy personally. And he was saying, suddenly, I'm going to paint you a picture this morning about suddenly. Jerry Savelle said that he was led to give $1,000. It was from his ministry and from them personally and from different aspects of his ministry. You know, his ministry is broad. And he said he gave $1,000 out of every ministry thing that he had. And he, to a certain ministry. And he said the Lord told him to do it. He wrote checks for $1,000. It was $11,000 in all, because out of 10 different things and him and Carolyn personally. He said he wrote it and he did it. They prayed about it and they gave the seed. They mixed their faith with it as they did it. And said the following week, he's in a meeting. He was in Kenneth Hagin's meeting. He wasn't preaching that meeting. He's not supposed to even meet with Brother Hagin or anything like that. He's just in the meeting to build his faith. He's sitting under the Word. As he's in the meeting, he said the meeting been going about 15 minutes. Brother Hagin said, Brother Jerry Savelle, stand up. And Brother Jerry stood up. And he said, my ministry, Kenneth Hagin said this, he said, we're fixing to sow the biggest seed we've ever sown into another ministry. And we're sowing it into your ministry. He said, God told me to give you our plane. That was a $250,000 plane. A couple of days later, somebody called him. Would you go out to eat with us? He said, sure. He met him, go out to eat. These people gave him a check, $100,000 for his ministry. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I could stand some stuff like that. Could y'all stand some stuff like that? Would you like some stuff like that? Okay, I'm just checking. Just checking. Because I think some of y'all fell out already, and I was just checking that you were still. Jesse Duplantis, he's ministering at the church that his wife pastors. And as he's ministering this night, Kathy Duplantis pastors that church. It's in Louisiana. And as he's ministering, all of a sudden, he stops and he asks, there's a couple that worked for him for a while. And the Lord spoke to him and told him, he said, ask her how much they owe on their house. And he don't know anything about their situation. You know, he didn't know what it was. And he said, ask her how much they own the house. And she was like, huh? And she's like scared silly. And said that she starts tearing up. How much do you owe on your house? How much do you owe on your house? And she was like, how much do you owe on your house? She said, I believe it's between $100,000 and $110,000. He said, God told me to pay it off. He said, that would have been a bad service to miss. Somebody just got a revelation of that. Well, I thought we'd just sit at home tonight. We're tired. Man, could have got my house paid off. You go to a service, you owe $100,000 or $110,000 on your house. You leave the service owing nothing on your house. I call that a suddenly. Pastor Sharon, she preached. If y'all missed Wednesday night, by the way, how many of y'all missed Wednesday night? Where in the world were you people at? My goodness gracious. Y'all do not know what you missed Wednesday night. Pastor Sharon was drunk in the spirit. She almost fell out Wednesday night. It was crazy in here. But you know our Wednesday nights. Crazy is just typically Pastor Sharon on Wednesday night. I mean, she's always like that. On one of the Wednesday nights, a while back, not too long ago, she preached a message called Easy Street. I remember it. And as she's preaching it, I'm thinking, God, I need this. I want this. I want everything about this. I want everything about this. And I'm just receiving and receiving. We had several things that we were believing for at that time to get taken care of. It started that night. And it continued the next day and the next day and the next day. The things that I was believing for to get taken care of were taken care of immediately. Suddenly. There was an anointing of suddenly on that message. But you have to receive it. There have been times when I personally have lost the expectancy of God moving quickly. Has that ever been y'all? It certainly has been me. And I have to stir myself up to believe and receive the word from God. Expect divine surprises, supernatural turnarounds, that things will instantly change on your behalf. God's suddenly going to change things in your life for the better. Stay in faith, expecting a suddenly. Suddenly a door will open. We're going to see favor in our lives like we've never seen it before. My set time has come. Say this, my set time has come. The season has changed. I declare I'm in the season of suddenly. I declare I receive this as a prophetic word. I declare suddenly things change in my life. Suddenly, things change in my finances. Suddenly, things change in my body. I declare in the name of Jesus, God's doing a new thing in me, in my family. Suddenly, it happens. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Expect it. Believe it. John 11:40 says, Jesus saith unto her, said not unto thee that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. Isaiah 48:3 again in the Amplified. I have declared the former things which happened to you in times past. They went forth from my mouth and I proclaimed them. Suddenly I acted and they came to pass. Same scripture in the NIV version, Long ago, I told you ahead of time what would happen. I announced it and made it known. Then all of a sudden, I acted, and those things took place. I remember one day, as many years ago, I was working at my factory job, and the Lord was really just dealing with me about expecting something good to happen. And all day long, I'm doing that factory job. I'm working, and I'm so excited on the inside of me. I'm just doing my job as far as the outside, but on the inside, I'm expecting something good to happen to me. I'm expecting it that day. I'm expecting something. Something good's going to happen. And it was all day. I kept my self stirred up that way. I got home, changed clothes, went to my next job. It was in real estate. I got to the real estate job, got to my box. There were 3 sales contracts in my box on 2 different houses that day. Now, you can say what you want to. I was expecting. And God draws. When our faith starts expecting, things are drawn to us. The goodness of God and the glory of God is drawn to us. See, this message today, you can expect suddenlies. And if you do put your faith out there and expect suddenlies, you'll receive them. But there could be somebody sitting right by you who says, "Nah, I heard it before. It ain't for me. It won't work for me." Then it won't work for you. You won't receive suddenlies. Keith Moore, he said that he's laying hands on people. And there's this lady that came to him. She had a growth on her hand. And that growth was about 1 inch high or whatever. And she just wanted prayer for it. And so he's praying for her. And he finishes and he turns around and he looks back. And he's astonished. It's completely gone. And he was like, "There was a growth there." He's thinking in his mind. She said, "Oh yeah, there was a growth there." She said, "It's been there for years, but now it's gone." It was completely gone immediately. Suddenly, it was gone just like that. Let me give you another one. He's in a service, and they're taken up for something that they're trying to pay off, I believe it was, the way I understood it. And something that they were in the process of building. You know, they've got stuff everywhere. And he said, he's going up to the podium at the middle of the service or whatever to take up for that. And as he's going to the steps of the podium, his wife hollers out, "Phyllis," she said, "Keith, come back." And he was like, the whole service stopped. He said, you could hear a pin drop. She was like, he's like, "Don't you see what I'm doing?" And she said, "Come back." And he went over to her, and she pulled out something. And she said, "One of our Asian partners just paid this off. The thing that you're fixing to take up an offering for, hang on. $3 million. One of our Asian partners just paid it off." He said, "What am I going to take up the offering about?" $3 million. That's I'll call that a suddenly. When Benjamin was little, our son Benjamin, I talk about him when he was little all the time. Because we all have a lot of little stories, but he got little red whelps or whatever all over him one time. I don't know if it was measles or something, but it's just all over him, head to toe. And me and Pastor Sharon, we're fixing to take him to the emergency room. And we had this V8 moment. Why don't we pray? I know y'all have never done that. I could tell by the, glory to God. We laid hands on him, we prayed. Suddenly, we lifted our hands, it was gone. It was there a minute ago. That $3 million debt was there a minute ago. That tumor, it was there a minute ago. Isaiah 43:19, some of y'all heard it. Y'all got it in your spirit. I know you. I heard faith. I heard faith reach out. Yeah, some of y'all heard it. "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Declare God's glory is on your finances. Then expect special manifestations of it. Expect a suddenly. Declare you're walking in favor you've never walked in before, in a greater measure of favor than you've ever walked in before, and suddenly it will manifest. In 2 Kings 7, it says, in the Message, Elijah said, "Listen, God's word The famine's over. They were experiencing a famine in the land. It was so bad they had no food. They had nothing. They were eating their children, actually. There was an episode in here where they ate one of them's child. It was that bad. This time tomorrow, food will be plentiful. A handful of meal for a shekel. Two handfuls of grain for a shekel. The market at the city gate will be buzzing. The attendant on whom the king leaned for support said to the holy man, "You expect us to believe that? Trap doors opening in the sky and food tumbling out? You'll watch with your own eyes." This is what the prophet told him. He said, "But you'll not so much as eat a mouthful." Why? Because he didn't believe it. And the truth is, he was trampled on and died in the gateway getting into the city where all the surplus was. So if you're going to receive a suddenly, and I'm going to receive a suddenly, we must believe it and we must expect it. Suddenly a defeat over your enemies. Suddenly your debt wiped out. Suddenly your enemies that are trying to block your promotions and mess with you all the time, they're just moved out of your way. They just moved out of your way. There's a season of suddenlies where you don't have to fight. This is the season where you say, "Wow, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord is. That's the glory of the Lord. That's a suddenly. That was God. That was totally God. That was the favor of God. That was the glory of God. Praise God. I owed that debt before, but I don't owe it now." Suddenly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5, starting verse number 25. And there was, this is Amplified Classic. "And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. Everybody say 12 years. How many of you know 12 years is a long time? "And she had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians. And she spent all that she had and was no better, but instead grew worse. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. For she kept saying, 'If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health.' And immediately her flow of blood was dried up at the source. And suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment." Luke chapter 13 in the BRG Bible translation. Starting verse number 10, Luke 13 and verse number 10. "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Everybody say 18 years. 18 years. "And was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her." Everybody say immediately.
Immediately.
Everybody say suddenly.
Suddenly.
"She was made straight and glorified God." Actually, you could say, "Woman, your great breaking loose day has come. Your suddenly has come." Immediately she was made whole. God is about to accelerate some things in your life. God is about to accelerate some of the prayers that you've been praying. God is about to accelerate the blessings of the Lord to you. For yourself, for your children, for your grandchildren. God is accelerating the blessings of God to you, the answers to your prayers. Everybody say this. I am about to receive a harvest like I have never experienced before. This church is about to receive a harvest greater. Greater than we have ever experienced before. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The season has changed. Our set time has come. It is the season of my suddenlies. Glory to God. The season has changed. Glory to God. It's the season of suddenlies. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shout. Shout. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus is passing by. He's passing by with a suddenly for you. He's passing by with a suddenly for your family. He's passing by with a suddenly. Glory to God. 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 Glory! Glory! Things you hadn't even believed him for, suddenly he's going to give them to you. Suddenly he's going to bless you in ways you never even dreamed of. Suddenly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a sudden restoration coming to you. There's a sudden restoration coming to your finances. There's a sudden restoration coming to your children. There's a sudden restoration coming to your finances. There's a sudden restoration coming to your marriage. There's a sudden restoration. Woo! Coming to your bank account. Glory to God. There's a sudden restoration coming to your body. Glory! Suddenly you're pain free. Suddenly you're healed. Suddenly you're debt free. Suddenly. Glory to God. Suddenly, God says, I'm going to open some doors suddenly, instantly, that have been shut to you for a long time. Quickly. God says, I'm sending suddenlies into your life. Everybody say, there's a suddenly coming. And it belongs to me. And I receive it by faith. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ask Pastor Sharon as she come. Isaiah 58:8, BRG Bible. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, suddenly, and your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. Common English Bible. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and you will be healed quickly, suddenly. Glory to God.